So we're holding on your dollar, Omer Aleph, the first line. We left off that the Mishnah had told us that Reb Yossi disagrees with the Chachamim in one case involving a mincha. We had where he, or not a mincha, when one in one case involving the two kvasim, the two sheep that are brought together with the shtei alechem on Shavuos. So we said he shechted the both of them, having in mind that he's going to eat one of the chalas the next day. Or the same thing with the lechem aponim, he offered one of the bazichin, having in mind that he's going to eat one stack of lechem aponim the next day. So Rabbi Yossi says only the particular chala or particular sack that he thought of will be pigul, and the other one will not. The chum disagreed. Now, we said Rabbi Huna had brought a statement of Rabbi Yossi that even within the same animal itself, if he has in mind about one thigh of the animal to eat it the next day, only that one will be pigul and the other one not. So Rav Nachman in turn had brought a brisa that says that no, that which he said on the face of it, this brisa goes according to Rav Yossi, that says that only if he has in mind to make both of them pigul in a kezias, meaning that he has in mind that he's going to eat a kezias combined between the two of them. And we were saying if even two thighs of an animal are considered to be two separate gufim, like you would want to say, according to Rabbi Yossi, then they wouldn't combine together, and therefore doesn't that mean that Rabbi Yossi has to agree where they're one guf? That they're one guf, or the same thing as far as the chalas, which is we're going to say later in the sugya, the Torah counts them as one guf, and therefore, in fact, that pigul on one should affect the other one as well. So the answer is no, because Hamani Rebbe, no, because the answer is that Braisa, you're thinking that the only choices are that Braisa can be according to the Chachamim and according to Rabbi Yossi. And according to the Chachamim, it certainly can't be, because they made it clear in the Mishnah that if one part becomes pigul, the whole thing becomes pigul. So you wanted to say it's like Rabbi Yossi, and then you argued that that means that you see that as long as he has in mind about to eat a kezias between the two of them, then it counts as pigul, and therefore you're saying Rabbi Yossi would, in fact, by the same token, say that a thought of pigul on one makes the other one pigul. But no, because Hamani Rebbe, he, in fact, that Brai says, according to Rebbe, the Tanya, namely, we learn in a Braisa, Shechet as a keves, lecho chatzi zayis mechalazu, v'chein chavere, lecho chatzi zayis mechalazu, he shechts one of the two sheep, having in mind to eat a half kezias of one chalas that he's going to eat it the next day, chutz manoi, and the same thing he shechts the other one with the thought of eating half a kezias of the other chala. Rebbe Omer, Omer Anish is a kosher. Rebbe says, I would say that in that case, the korbanos and the chalas are kosher. Kosher, actually, Kedushim HaMiyuchas from Rashba points out that kosher would refer to the individual sheep. Kshei Rois, had he said Kshei Rois in the plural, it would refer to the Chalas. But in fact, it's the same thing. All of them, Rebbe would say, are kosher. Later on in the Perek, we're going to say that, if he has a thought of pigul on the chalas, then the kvasim don't become osir, because the chalas are secondary to the kvasim, not the other way around. And therefore, so one possibility is that Rebbe, we'll learn that much tomorrow about Hashem, one possibility is Rebbe disagrees with it, and the other possibility is that the Mishnah over there is saying it's posel, but not pigul, and Rebbe would say it's not even posel, it's completely kosher. So Rebbe says that in that case it would be kosher, because he only had a thought of a half kezias of each one of them. So Taimed Omer Chatzi. So only because, why are we saying that? Rebbe is saying it's kosher because when he does one keves, he has in mind a half kezias of one of the chalas. Aval Omer Kezias Mishtehen. But if to begin with, when he shechted the one sheep, he said I'm having in mind to eat a kezias of the two of them. So like this, he said a half kezias of one and a half kezias of the other. And yeah, altogether that adds up to kezias, but it was two separate machshavas. But if he had in mind to consider them one unit and have a kezias of both of them together, then it sounds like mitzvah. It would in fact combine together, and we would, and even Rebbe would agree that it's pigul. So therefore, so you see that there's a sort of previous braisa that talks about exactly that, where he has in mind where that that it's not going to be kigel unless he there's not going to be kares unless he has a thought of kigel about a kazayis between the two of them. So fine, that would follow Rebbe's opinion, and in that case, there's no proof from that braisa what Rebbe Yossi holds, and therefore that still, and therefore what Rav Huna said Rebbe Yossi holds about the two sides still stands. Okay, well, the Gemara asks, Rebbe Alibi Deman. Fine, but when it comes to this question of if part of a korban becomes pigle, the underlying question of if part of a korban becomes pigle, what happens with the rest of the korban, which of the two opinions does Rebbe hold according to? Now, of course, Rebbe is a Tame, he's entitled to have an opinion of his own, but here we seem to be, it's a binary thing. It's all, it's either the whole thing is pigle or the whole thing is not pigle. So which opinion does Rebbe hold? E Alibi Drabbanan. Does he hold according to the Chachamim of our Mishnah? Then no, it can't. Afilu ba'achas mehenam. They hold that even if he had in mind doing only in only one of them, then the whole thing becomes pigul. The Brai said only if he has in mind both of them. And if he's according to Rabbi Yossi, and we would say that the second one becomes pigul only if he thinks about it. Habra koshin leduchte. Then we're back to our original question, which is that it would come out according to Rabbi Yossi that it is possible to combine the two of them together, whereas according to Rav Huna's statement with the two sides, then it would not. So no matter, so fine, you can say Rav Huna, you can say Rav Nachman's braisa goes according to Rebbe, but that just pushes the question back. Well, what does Rav Yossi hold, and what does Rebbe hold relative to Rav Yossi? So the answer is La'olam Alibi D'Rabbanan. The answer is you could say that Rebbe's braisa, we just established fine that the braisa about that Rav Nachman had brought about having in mind the kazayis between the two of them, implying if it was a kazayis, if it was only within one of them, the other one wouldn't. You could say that's actually a point for the Rabbanan. But the Lord came actually fagel b'shtehen. But he was a key thing. You have when it comes to the shtei alechem and the kvasim, you have to look at loshin zocher versus loshin mekevel. The kvasim are male animals, so naturally they get masculine pronouns and then masculine references. The chalos, I mean they're obviously not male or female, but the word chala itself and the plural chalos aren't feminine. So you have to correct the wording slightly. V'loy tema abshi fagel b'shtehen. Don't say that the braisa is saying that he's not chayev unless he has a thought of pigul about both of them in feminine, meaning the two chalos, and then you're going to ask how that fits with the rabbanon of our Mishnah, who say that if he had in mind about one of the chalos, the other one becomes pigul as well. Ela ema abshi fagel b'shnehen. But rather change the word b'shtehen in feminine to b'shnehen in masculine, which therefore refers to the kvasim. So in other words, the braisa is saying that only if he has the thought of pigul when he's shechting both of the kvasim, because both of them are needed as a matir, just like we learned in the last couple of mishnayos. When it comes to a regular mincha, you have the koymetz and the levona. Each of them is the matir, and you need the two of them together in order to be matir and be able to eat the shirayim. So too with the shtei alechem, you have to shech both sheep in order to be able to eat the chalas. So the braisa would be saying that unless he has a thought of pigul while he's shechting both of them, then it won't be osur. So now when he does that, afilu ba'achas mehen. But now when it comes to the chalas, even if he had in mind only about one of them, then both of them will become pigul. But it does have to be that the yifagel, that to make it pigul, has to actually be taking place during the shchita of both kvasim. If he fought during only one, then it wouldn't. And what's the chiddush of that braisa? Well, not poking with the Rav Meir. In which case, that braisa comes to tell us not like Rav Meir, which we're going to learn later in our parak, the Amon Lefaglin Bachatzi Matir, where the Meir says that it is possible to make it pigul with only half of the matir. So we touched on that point of Lefaglin Bachatzi Matir in the Mishnah, but as we discussed there, Rashi explains that there's a difference between the two statements. At the beginning of the Perek about Rabbi Yossi, we talked about the possibility of whether he holds Mefaglin Machatzi Matir, but that was talking about the Koymetz versus Lavoina. We're taking the Koymetz itself is a complete Avoida all by itself. So then we said Rabbi Yossi does not hold, and neither do the Chachamim, so we said there is the possibility that Rav Yossi might hold the Faglin Machtzi Matir, but we said that not. We said the Mishnah implies that not. But here we're talking about so there it was half the matir, either the koimitz or the levoina, but it was at the time of a complete avoida by itself, because the kmitza by itself is a complete avoida, as opposed to here we're talking about, he's thinking it doing only half of the avoida, shechting one of the klasim, where you need the shechita of both of them in order for that avoida to be complete. But nevertheless, the mayor holds the faglin the chatzim matir, that even then, even that kind of chatzim matir, it's possible to create table. Kamashmalan, Deloy, therefore the mission, therefore the Braisa that Rav Nachman had quoted wants to say that not. That it's rather like the Chachamim, and yes, pigle can happen about only one of the chalas, and then it spreads to the other one as well, but it does have to be that the actual thought of pigle affected the entire matir, namely in this case, both klasim, and not just one of them, like Rav Meir would say. So now we can explain that braisa is not just we don't have to say it's according to Rebbe and then figure out who does Rebbe hold like. Yes, it can well be according to Rebbe, but Rebbe in turn can hold like the Chachamim of our Mishnah. And again, therefore, this braisa tells us nothing about Rav Yossi's opinion, and therefore Rav Huna's point that Rav Yossi would say that about the 1-5 versus the other can still stand. We have not slugged it up after all. So one key thing that would come out of this then is that there are two types of mefaglin b'chatzi matir, as we were saying. There's the one kind where you have a complete avoida is being done, such as taking the kmitza of the mincha. But it's only chatzi matir because you still need the levoina in order to have a complete matir. And that's when we said at the beginning of the parak, that Rav Yossi, we might have thought Rav Yossi holds mefaglin b'chatzi matir, and we're saying that not. Now we're talking about when you have that only half of the avodah is being done, namely, you're doing the shechita of only one of the two kvasim, where the second one is also with the second one, that the two of them together makes up one complete avodah, and Rav Meir holds that can make pigul and the Chacham hold it cannot. Okay? So the Gemara continues, Ihochi, yeah, but if so, if the Braisa is just telling us not like Rav Meir, my la'olam, what is the Braisa that Rav Nachman had quoted, said la'olam, ein by chorus, there's never any chorus in it unless he makes pigul in both of them. Now we said, okay, the original version of the Braisa said b'shtehem in both of them, which we had thought meant b'shtei alachem, and now we're saying it means b'shnehem in the two sheep. But what's the la'olam? The word la'olam implies that we have many cases where we might have thought it's pigul, and we're saying no, it's pigul only in the one case. So what are those many cases? If the braisa means that in fact it has to be, in order for it to be pigul, there has to be a thought of pigul during the shechita of both kvasim, and he has to have in mind both chalas, and you would say the braisa is according to Rav Yossi, as Rav Nachman was trying to do originally. Ula puki midir Rav Meir midir Rabbanan kaasi, and he wants to tell us not like Rav Meir that it's possible to make pigul with the shechting of only one of the sheep, and not according to the Chachamim that it's possible to make pigul even having in mind only one of the chalas. So then, Hainu to Kama La'olam. So we understand what he means, La'olam. There are two cases. There's a case where the mayor would hold its pigul and the Chachamim would not. There's a case where the Chachamim hold its pigul, and probably the mayor would hold that as well. And the Braisa is saying, I, Rav Yossi, want to tell you, neither of those cases is going to be pigul. The only case that it'll be pigul is where you have both, where you had in mind doing the shechting of both kvasim, and he had in mind what's going to happen with both chalas. Eli Amet Rabbanon Ula Puki Midir Meir, but if you're going to say that the point of the Braisa is that it's only according to the Rabbanon, and not like Rav Yossi, and it's just telling us to not, and it's just telling us to not follow Rav Meir's opinion, So my la'olam. What would be the point of saying la'olam, which implies that you have many other cases according to the mayor? There's only one case that you have to exclude, namely where he had in mind during the shechita of one sheep and not the other. So it doesn't seem to work. It seems to, the wording of the braisa suggests that's according to Rav Yossi, who is the most makel of all of them, and he's saying la'olam that there are two cases that you, the mayor, and the Chachamim are addressing, which I say are not pigul, and only one which is. That's first of all. Second of all, we have to ask from a longer. Second of all, we have to add the so. The, second of all, the Gemara is going to ask from another proof from another Braisa, but this one is going to be a longer proof. Ultimately, the Gemara is going to end up bringing several questions on Rav Huna's understanding of Rav Yossi. Again, this is all going back to that Rav Yossi had said in the Mishnah. That if he has in mind during the shechting of two of both of the kvasim, having in mind to eat one of the chalas tomorrow, and Rabbi Yossi says only that one is pigul, and Rav Huna had said that Rabbi Yossi would also hold within one animal itself, having in mind two different thighs of it, having in mind during the one thigh pigul, the other one thigh chutzlis mana, the other one not, only that one will be pigul. So we're going to have several ways, so, and again, we brought the flow of the Gemara as we had brought a Braisa that seems to say that not. So you want to say that you want to make that Braisa work according to the Chachamim, it doesn't seem to for several reasons. So first of all, because of the wording of the Braisa itself, now we have another proof. Here's another point. Rav Ashi says, let's bring a proof from another relevant Braisa, which is also going to have Rav Yossi's opinion. And as we go through it, then we're going to see what he holds as far, then we're going to see a facet of what he holds as far as pivot. So, the Braisa says, Rebbe Oyma Meshum Rav Yossi. Rebbe says, in the name of Rav Yossi, Shitram Kobetza says it should actually be Rebbe Lozer, says in the name of Rav Yossi. So, whatever it is, he says in the name of Rav Yossi, we have to remember that there are korbanos where the blood is taken into the heichal and sprinkled over there. The korbanos, certain korbanos of Yom Kippur and the power helam davar shel tzibur and the power kohen mashiach and so forth. So Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Lozer, Oymer Meshum Rav Yossi, pigul b'davar hanasa b'chutz. When he has a thought of pigul with something that takes place outside the heichal in the azara. So when he has in mind during one of the avodas that's done in the azara, such as the shechita, and he's having in mind something else which is going to be done in the azara, such as the burning of the emurim, then he makes a korban pigul. But he continues, b'davar anasu b'fnim. But if he has in mind during the avoda in the azara about something that's going to be done inside loy pigul, then he does not make that he does not make that pigul. We learned this in Zvachim as well. Ketzad, what does this mean? So he was standing outside the Azara and shechting. And he says, he's saying, I'm shechting and having in mind that I'm going to sprinkle it on the parochas or whichever of the other sprinklings that are done inside the Azara, l'machar tomorrow. Loy pigul, so with that he does not make the korban pigul. Because now what you have is you did a machshava outside the azara about something which takes place inside, not the azara, something that takes place outside the during the avoda of something that takes place outside the heichal about something that's going to be done inside the heichal, and therefore that doesn't work. That's not considered pigul. So we learned in the Zvachim. The point is, we learned, because the whole concept of pigul, we learned from a shlomim, and by a shlomim, there's no sprinkling of blood that's done in the heichal. Therefore, we learned that when he has in mind something, when he has in mind and he's doing outside something that's going to be done inside. Now, inside itself, it's so. Then he continues. Hoya omi b'fnim. Now the other way around, what if he's doing the hazar, he's doing the sprinklings inside the heichel, the omar, and he thinks, how he says, harini maza amanas lahachto emurim l'mocher, I'm doing this hazar having in mind to burn the emurim tomorrow, or v'lishlich shirayim l'mocher, or to pour out the shirayim tomorrow. Both of those are things that take place outside the heichel. If he's inside, he says, also he doesn't make pigul, because there he's thinking inside about something that's going to take place outside, and again, that's not in the category of pigul. So, on the other hand, if he was standing outside in the Azara, and he says, I'm shechting, having in mind that I'm going to pour out the Shiraim tomorrow, or that I'm going to offer the Emurin tomorrow, Piggle, then he makes the Korban Piggle, because then he's thinking outside the Heichel of something that is going to take place outside the Heichel, and that's classic Piggle, that's in general with Korbanos, that's what it is, that he's having in mind, doing one of the Avodas in the Azara, that he's going to make Piggle in something else which takes place outside the Azara. Now, we talked about in the Zvachim, we had an opinion of Reb Shimon, who says that when you have a Korban where the blood is not sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, then Piggle doesn't apply to it at all. So according to him, Piggle cannot apply to these korbanos where the blood is sprinkled in the heichel in the first place. So Rishonim argue about what would happen if he has a thought inside to do something else inside that would that make it piggle? So let's say during some of the sprinklings he has in mind that some of the other sprinklings he's going to do inside. Tosfos discusses over here that it wouldn't be piggle, it would only be posel. On the other hand, the Rambam learns that it would actually create piggle. So according to the Rambam, there are two cases where he has in mind bachutz about something that's going to take place bachutz, or bifnim about something that's going to take place bifnim. According to Tosfos, only bachutz about something bachutz. In any case, the point is, now that we quoted the Braisa, now that we clarified that Rabbi Yossi states that there can't be any interchangeability between thoughts outside about things inside or vice versa. Now, let's consider one of the things Rabbi Yossi mentioned is lishpech shirayim, to pour the shirayim. So we have to figure, says Rav Ashi, lishpech shirayim leif gulimai. Regarding what are we talking about, that if he's having in mind the case where we said he's standing inside the Heichel and doing the Hazaris and having in mind that he's going to pour out the Shiraim tomorrow, then we're saying it's not Piggle. But we said if during the Shchita he has in mind that he's going to pour out the Shiraim tomorrow, then it will be Piggle. Well, regarding what are we talking about? Leif Gulimai. Elaim Leif Gulidam. Do we mean that the question is as far as making the blood itself Piggle? Meaning that if a person were to eat that blood, he would be chayef for pig. Well, now he's eating blood, he's going to be chayef chores or chatas for eating blood anyway. But first of all, you can have where the question would be: if it's b'shogeg and he has to bring a chatas, does he have to bring one chatas? What does he have to bring, one chatas or two? One for pig and one for blood, or only one for blood? But also the question would be: what if, for example, he was shogeg only on one of them and mazid on the other? Would he be getting chores? Would he be getting chores on the grounds of eating piggle? It can't be. It can't be that that's what we're talking about. Dum mi mifago. Because is blood even subject to the issue of piggle? Well, it's not. We learned in Zvachim. Edu dvarim she'en chayav an aleim kares. For the following things, a person is not chayav kares mishum piggle on the grounds of piggle. Because the rule is going to be as we learned in Zvachim, that in order for a korban to be piggle, it has to be that the thought of piggle was during one of the avodas of the matir, of the thing that makes it mutter. In the case of a korban, that would be one of the four avodas of the blood, because the sprinkling of the blood makes the korban mutter to go on to the next stage. But the matir itself is not subject to piggle. And so we're going to list a whole bunch of things which themselves are the matter. Rashi points out, wait a minute, of course the koimetz is not subject to piggle. You have to burn the koimetz in order for the korban to become piggle in the first place. And if you eat the koimetz, then you're not burning it. So Rashi explains that you can have, let's say, for example, the koimetz was mostly set on fire, and therefore it's considered now the shiraim are mutter to eat once most of it got on fire, but nevertheless now if he ate it then it was properly offered and therefore the mincha became mutter, but nevertheless now if he were to take it and eat it, and we're saying had the korban become piggle, he wouldn't be chayev for eating that koimetz, because the koimetz itself is the matter. However, Tosfos argues with that. And points out that, no, once it was mostly burnt, then actually the issue of pigle goes away as well. There's different explanations about that. One explanation the Bach gives to and for Rashi is that Rashi would say, fine, at that point pigle does still apply. All it is we say Olola Yered, even though it was pigle and it shouldn't have been placed on the Mizbeach in the first place, but if it was placed on there and mostly got burnt, then you don't take it down from there. It doesn't mean that the Isser of pigle goes away. Tosfos themselves gives a different answer to answer Rashi's question why we're mentioning the Koimetz, given that they disagree with Rashi on the fact that it'll still be Osir. They say, we're talking about, it's not even you put it on the Mizbeach yet, you put it because they would say you don't have to have, for the Mincha to be Pigel, you don't actually have to have that the Koimetz was offered on the Mizbeach, and then you have the question, well, at that point, then it's already offered on the Mizbeach, how is he eating it? But rather, as soon as you put it in the second Keli, then already the Korban becomes Pigel. So therefore, now you could have, he placed it in the keli. Now with that, he had in mind doing one of the avodas, such as the kmitzah, or the placing in the keli itself, that it's going to be chutzas manoi, therefore he made the korban pigul. Now though, if later on he were to take that korban before offering on the mizbeach and eat it, then at that point the korban's already become pigul. Nevertheless, it wouldn't be chayav for eating the korban because the korban itself is the matir, and the person is not chayav koris for eating the matir itself. Anyway, so that's a koimetz. The halavoina, the lavoina of the mincha, again, because it itself is a matir, same as we said before. Now, here also, Tosfos points out a question. Yes, we learned yesterday that you can do the koimetz and the lavoina in either order, but the fact is that you can't do the lavoina before you do the kmitza. So it comes out the lavoina does have a matir. Before you do the kmitza, you can't offer the lavoina. But Tosfos points out that because a couple of answers. One of them is that the Lavoina itself, again, it is a matter, so therefore we don't really care that it has a previous matter. We just focus on the fact that it itself is a matter without offering the Lavoina. You can't eat the Mincha, and therefore it's not like the Imurim, as we talked about before. If the Imurim are lost, but the blood was sprinkled, you can still eat the meat of the Korban, as opposed to if the Lavoina is lost, then the Mincha is possible. Also, Tosfos says that at least you have that the Lavoina, that what makes it mutter to go on to the next stage and offer the Lavoina is not something that has to do with the Mizbeach. It's, yes, you have to do the Kmitza, but that's not at the Mizbeach, unlike the Emurim, where the blood has to be applied to the Mizbeach before you get to the Emurim. So in any case, so if he has in mind about the Lavoina, that he plans to eat it or burn it, not eat it because it's not edible, but if he plans to burn it the next day, then it itself is the matir, and therefore a person is not chayav for eating it as pigul. Back tortas, the tortas, same thing. There's no matir for it. It itself is its matir. You offer the tortas. Or minchas koyanim. If he has in mind then during the halacha, during the walking over of the kurdis, and he has in mind to burn it the next day, then it won't become pigle. He won't be chayav for eating it. Minchas koyanim, and the mincha brought by koyanim, which is completely burned, unlike a Yisrael's mincha where only a koyanim is burned, or minchas nesachim, and the minchas nesachim, which goes together with korbanos, which also is completely burnt. So all of those things, minchas koyan mashiach, and the mincha of the koyan mashiach, the chavite koyan gadol that he brings every day, those are also completely burnt on the mizbeach. Now, as far as Minchas Nesachim, Tosfos points out that Rashi in Zvachim, where we also have this Gemara, takes that out because, in fact, there's a machlokus in the continuation of that Mishnah. Reb Meir holds that Nesachim are never going to be subject to pigul. Reb Meir holds only if they're brought by themselves. He holds that if they're brought with the animal, then they are subject to pigul, and the Chachamim say they're not subject to pigul either way. So that being the case, then the Mishnah shouldn't mention Minchas Nesachim if that's going to be the subject of Machlokes. Tosfos says that we could be talking about that the case of Minchas Nesachim is where he's doing it separately. where he's bringing a minchas nedava, a person is bringing a minchas nesachim all by itself, which we're going to learn at the end of our masechta, that he's able to do that. When a person is bringing an oil or a shlomim or certain other korbanos, there's nesachim that go with it. But in addition, we're going to learn towards the end of our masechta that a person is able to bring nesachim by themselves, even every day if he wants. And that would be the kind of thing we're talking about, that if the korban became pigle, then he wouldn't be chayav for eating those, because they are their own matter, because they themselves are it's an independent carbon, it is its own matter, and therefore pigle wouldn't apply to it. Vehadam, and the last one on the list is the blood of the korbanos, because the blood itself is the matter. So having brought all that list, the point is, Rav Ashi is saying that, let's go back to the braisa we said before, where Rav Yossi had said that if he has a thought of pigle when he's doing the avodah inside the heichal, having in mind something which he's going to do in the azara, that it's not pigle, but if it's something outside in the azara, with something which is going to be accomplished outside in the azara, that it is pigle, and in both of those cases, we mentioned pouring out the shirayim, and was saying that in the case where he had in mind inside the heichal what he's going to do outside, it's not pigle, but if he has in mind what doing outside, shchita, what's going to be done outside, namely pouring the shirayim, then it's pigle. What exactly is pigle? Not the blood, because the blood itself, we're saying, is not subject to pigle. If he were to eat the blood, he wouldn't be chayev for pigle. At most, he'd be chayev for kores or achatas for eating blood. So elapshitil afguli basar. Obviously, therefore, the question must be, when he has in mind, let's say, outside in the azara, when he's shechting, and he has in mind that he plans to pour out the shirayim the next day, the question is not whether the blood becomes pigle, the question is whether the meat of the animal, of the korban, becomes pigle. Now, says Rav Ashi, we should be able to figure now, and this braisa is quoting Rav Yossi. So now Rav Ashi says, hashta, now we should consider a kal vachomer. Madak, when it comes to the shirayim, he's not thinking about the meat itself. And still Rav Yossi says that's enough to make the actual korban, the meat of the korban itself, pigle. Well then, in Rav Huna's case, at the beginning of the sugya, when he had in mind about one thigh from out of two, and he has in mind that one of them should be pigle, like kosher, get the pigle, b'yerach yimin, pigle b'yerach smol, that if he has a thought of pigle about one of them, then automatically it should go to the other one as well. Because we see that even a thought of pigle about an avodah involving the blood is able to make the meat pigle, even according to Rav Yossi. So that's another proof. So first of all, we had the braisa that Rav Nachman had brought, which he questioned Rav Huna from. Eventually, we established that braisa does go according to Rav Yossi because of the wording of it. Now we're saying, in addition, we have another braisa where Rav Yossi says that it's possible to do pigle from one thing to another, and that would include from one leg of the animal to another. So we have two proofs so far that Rav Yossi does not hold the opinion that Rav Huna had attributed to him. V'oid, then we have a third point as well. Ravina says, Toshma, let's bring another proof from the first Mishnah of our parak. We said, if he does the kumitz of the mincha, having in mind that he's going to eat the shirayim or burn the kumitz tomorrow, Rav Yossi agrees that in that case, it's pigle and he's chayiv kores. Because as we said at the beginning of the parak, Rav Yossi would say that since the kumitz, since the koymetz and lavona are one matter, can't be mefagled, can't make pigle in the other matter. Therefore, he says if he does during the koymetz, he has in mind the lavona, then it won't be pigle. But he agrees that if during the kmitzah itself, he has in mind to eat the shirayim or during the koymetz tomorrow, he agrees it will be pigle. Now, lahakta kumsa, again, we have to ask, when he has in mind to burn the kumitz tomorrow, what exactly would be the result if we say that when we say that's pigle? What exactly is he going to be chayav kares for eating? Ilema if guli kumitz. Does it mean that the koimetz itself will be pigle, and therefore that if he eats the koimetz, he's chayav karis for that? No, koimetz mean mefagel. Does the koimetz become pigle? But nan elu dvarim shein chayav alayim b'shem pigle akoimetz chola. The whole list that we brought before from the Mishnah and Zvachim had listed the first one on the list was the koimetz that if he eats a koimetz from a mincha, which is pigle, then it won't be that he's not chayav karis for that. As we discussed, how is it that he would eat the koimetz and still the korban would be pigle? We had Rashi's versus Tosfos' points on that. But the point is, in other words, that the koimetz itself, the person eats a koimetz of a mincha, that's pigle, is not chayav karis for that. El pshitel if rubi shirayim. Obviously, therefore, Rabbi Yossi means that he agrees that when he has in mind to burn the koimetz tomorrow, then the shirayim become pigle now. Now, again, says Rabbi Nahashta, so we can now make a kavachomer. Well, ma hasan b'lechoshav b'shirayim gufe. Ma dochav there, we didn't have in mind about the shirayim themselves. He's having in mind something only about the koimetz mitfagli, and nevertheless, it still becomes pigle. Rashi says that Rashi translates mifagli as he says they become pigle. He says the meat will become pigle. But here we're talking about a mincha, so fine. It would be in the case of a korban, so this Rashi belongs to the previous discussion about the korban. So now in the case of a mincha, we would say that the shirayim are pigle. So in the case of the mincha, even though all he has in mind is the shirayim, which are separate at this point from the koimetz, nevertheless, the thought about the koimetz will still make the shirayim pigle. So then, in that case, so hocha in our case involving the two thighs, the choshebo bezvicha gufe, where he has in mind during the shechting itself and during the korban itself, like koshken, how much more so the whole thing? So again, not like Rav Huna is saying. So again, Nalak Rav Huna is saying that if he has in mind about one thigh, then it affects only that one and not the other one. So we have three proofs against. So we seem to have so far three proofs against Rav Huna's statement in the name of Rav Yossi that if he has in mind about one thigh, then the other one is not affected. One from the wording of the Braisa that Rav Nachman had brought, and the other two are from Brises on the subject. The second one was from the Brises, the third one from the Mishnah, all of which present Rabbi Yossi's opinion, and then both of them we can make a kavachomer to say that he would for sure hold that the different parts of the same animal, that once one of them becomes pigle, the other one does too. So how do we reconcile what Rav Huna says in the name of Rabbi Yossi? Ela, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, high time of the Rabbi Yossi. So rather, Rabbi Yochanan says, fine, when it comes to the two thighs of the animal, never mind what Rav Huna is saying. In fact, Rabbi Yossi will agree that if he has in mind the thought of pigle about one thigh, then the other one will, in fact, become pigle. Just as we say that when he has in mind about the blood, the meat becomes pigle. And just as we said, when he has in mind about the kmitza, then the shirayim will be pigle. What about in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yossi had said, in the Mishnah, in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, on Mishnah, where Rabbi Yossi had said that if he has in mind about one of the chalas, or one of the sacks of lechem upon him, then only that one becomes pigle, and that's what drove this whole discussion over here. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Hai the time of the Rabbi Yossi." You know why? Rabbi Yossi says that in those dinim, it's a different thing, because of hakos v'ason guf echad, the hakos v'ason shnei gufim. Because we have different psukim where we have one posik, which implies that in each of these cases they're considered one guf and they're ma'akiv one another. But then we also have another posik that implies that they're considered two gufim. Guf echad ma'akiv hadadi. They're considered one guf in the sense that they're ma'akiv one another. Later on, in the third parak, the Mishnah is going to start listing a bunch of things where one is ma'akiv another. Among them are the shtei alechem. You can't just bring one shtei alechem and say, well, it's one out of two, it's good enough. No, it's all or nothing. The same thing with the lechem upon him. We're two stacks, six each, or nothing. You can't just bring 5 or 10 or even 11 lechem upon him and say that's good. So therefore, in that sense, the Torah considers them to be one guf. Rashi points out, the Pasuk says that Baba Shtei Lechem, it says Shnei Esroinim, Shtayim Shnei Esroinim, they have to be two loaves made out of two Esroinim. So that implies that they're two separate things, but on the other hand, it says Solas Tiyena, but it says they shall be made out of flour. When it says Tiyena, or any Lashon in a Pasuk, which is from the Shodesh Hoya, then it means it has to be that way. So we see that Pasuk itself is counting them on the one hand as one thing, and on the other hand as two things. As one thing that they're active one another, you have to bring both of them, one of them is not good enough. Now, as opposed to, the point of that is, we're going to learn in the fourth paragraph, Be'ez Hashem, that there are certain mitzvahs where it's not so. You know, even within Korbanos, for example, you have, let's say, on Shabbos, you have to bring two kvasim as a korban musaf, but if you only have one, then you still offer that. On most Yom Tovim, you have to bring seven sheep. And you have to bring seven sheep as part of the Korban Musaf. If you don't have seven, then you bring as many as you have. There we don't say that's all or nothing. But when it comes to the Shtei Lechem, is one of the examples where it's all or nothing. And yet, on the other hand, the Torah calls them Shtayim, which implies that they're two separate things. So they're considered Guf Echad as far as that. But Shnei Gufin, on the other hand, they're considered two bodies. The Amrachmana, the Holochodavida, the Holochodavida. The fact is, each one has to be kneaded and baked separately, as we're going to learn later on in the Masechta, when we get to the details of how the Shtei Lechem are made. Then we're going to say that each one, you don't just take one big, gigantic bowl and mix two Asroinim in it and then separate them. No, each one is kneaded and each one is baked separately, and they only come together only when you actually bring in the Korban. So, what does that mean? Therefore, Arvinu, therefore, Yossi says, if he has them in mind together as one thing, and he has in mind that he's going to eat a kezias combined from the two of them, then misarvin, then it's considered like they're mixed together, and they're considered one guf. Da'akfasarasaron, guf echad, because the Torah considers them for certain purposes to be one guf, and therefore his machshava, if they're all going to be together, makes them counted as one. Palginu, but if he splits them up mentally, mifligu, then they're considered split up, because after all, the Torah also calls them two different gufin, da'akfasarasaron, shnei gufin, because the Torah makes them two different gufim, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, it will depend on his machshava at the time. The Chachamim don't accept that whole logic. They say it's always one becomes pigle, the other one does, but Rabbi Yossi is basing himself on that idea, says Rabbi Yechanan. But therefore, we don't have to say that would apply also as far as two thighs of a korban, where we never find that the Torah counts them as two gufim versus one guf. There we can say it's always one guf. They all came from the same animal. And therefore, if he has in mind about one of them, then the other one will be pigle, even according to Rabbi Yossi, and therefore not like what Rav Huna is saying. Okay. Next, the Gemara says, Boy Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan has a question. Here's another example where we have a bunch of different groups of bread. Rashi at the end, by the way, brings Yesh Lashonis Achena Bahalochazu. There are other Lashonis, there are other explanations of the previous Sylvia. Avalzu Iker, but this is the primary one. So we talked about here and there are different explanations that Tosfos and other Rishonim have about different aspects of it, but Rashi is saying that this is the explanation that he prefers, and in the end we're saying that only by the Shtei Lechem, by the Lechem Aponim, where the Torah makes it clear that on the one hand they're one unit, but on the other hand they have a certain separateness to them, then Rabbi Yossi will say it depends on his Machshava, but otherwise not. Okay. So now, Boyer of Yechon, Pigle Belachle Toida. What about if you have a thought of pigle with the bread that comes with the Toida? You have four types of loaves that come with a Korban Toida. Three types of matzah and one of chametz. We're going to learn the details later in our Masechta. So now, what if he had in mind that he plans to eat one of those groups? Utzlas Mane. Mahu, what would Rabbi Yossi hold? Would he say that also only that group becomes pigle and not the rest of them? Or would we consider that's all one big korban? And therefore maybe all of them would be osir. In other words, Rashi takes it as a given that. Rashi takes it as a given. For sure, the Chachamim will hold that one of them becomes pigle. All of them do the same as they hold by the Shtei Lechem, and the same as they hold by the Lechem upon him. The question would be according to Rabbi Yossi. Tosfos points out this question could have also been asked about the bread that comes with a Nazir's korban. There you don't have 40 loaves. There you have 20. But again, you have 10 of one type and 10 of another. The Rambam actually the Rambam actually brings the suffix as halacha because he actually says that if he has in mind pigle by one of the chalas of the Torah, all of them become pigle. So therefore, that would mean that he understands the question to be not just according to Rabbi Yosi, but according to the Chachamim as well. The halacha is like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yosi, but the Rambam brings this point and says that they are pigle, implying that according to him the question, and implying that according to him the question is according to the Chachamim as well. So that's a question. Similarly, also Rabbi Yisrael asks the Matzah Tanu. What about the Minchas Matzah? What about with a Mincha that's baked? So a person brings a Mincha which is baked, and they are also it's divided into 10 chalas. It brings the Yisrael and it's baked into 10 small and it's baked into 10 small chalas. Or for that matter, we also have. So now it's baked into 10 chalas. Now he has a choice actually. When he brings mafik tanur, the pasuk says it can be one or the other. It can be chalas, which are thick loaves, or it can be rikikin, which are thinner wafers. And we're going to learn later on in the Masechta that Reb Shimon holds that it's possible to also bring, instead of all 10 chalas or all 10 rikikin, it's possible to bring 5 of them as one and 5 as the other. The fact is, though, only one kmitzah is taken out of all of them. In all these cases, with the Lach Meitodah, you have one type, one of each type is given to the Kohen. In the connection with the bread of the Nazir, the same thing. In connection with the Minchas Mafei Tanur, what happens is, it's a regular Mincha. A Kohenitz is taken from it, but a Kohenitz is taken only out of one of them. You don't mix them all together and take a Kohenitz. You take a Kohenitz out of one of the loaves or the wafers on behalf of all of them. So the same question would be then. So if he has in mind the thought of pigle about only the chalas or only the rikikin, about only the thick or the thin loaves, would the other one become pigle as well? That's according to Rashi. On the other hand, the Keren Oda points out the Gemara didn't even mention Reb Shimon's opinion. Seems to imply that the question is according to the Chachamim as well. And again, the Rambam brings this halacha, so implying that the question is according to the Chachamim as well. So what would be the din in those cases? The answer is Tonale Reb Tachlifa, my rabba, Reb Tachlifa from the west, meaning from Eretz Yisrael, answered him with a braisa, v'chein ata omer, v'lach le'toda, v'chein ata omer, minchas matha. Yes, the same thing applies to the bread of the Toda. The same thing applies to a baked mincha. All of them, Reb Yosi says, if he had a thought, a pigle regarding one of them, only that one becomes pigle, not the other one. So yes, the answer would be according to Reb Yosi, the same way as he says, with the shtei alachim, if he has a thought of pigle on one, the other one's still kosher. And the same thing with the stack of lachem upon him, then yes, the same thing would apply to the groups of bread of the Torah or the Nazir, as Tosfos points out, and also as far as the groups of bread of the baked mincha. Okay, continuing on this topic of pigle. So the Gemara says Tanan Abanan. We learn in a Braisa the Shas Shchita Chishev Lechoch Atzizayis. What about if during the shechita of a korban, he had in mind to eat half a kazayas of the korban tomorrow, or b'shas zrika, chishav lechol, chatzi zayas, and during the zrika, he has in mind to eat another half kazayas. Pigle, then it's considered pigle when his shechita is zrika mitzarfin. Because the shechita and the zrika combine together, and therefore you have full pigle. Both of them, Rashi points out, both Shechita and Zrika are both Natirin, because the Shechita makes the blood holy in the first place. And that's the equivalent of making it Mutter. And then the actual Zrika makes the meat Mutter to eat. Makes the Murim Mutter to offer, and then if the Murim are lost or whatever, then you can just go right ahead to eating the meat. So both of those are considered Matirin. Now, does that apply to the other avodas as well? Now, one version is that since the Braisa mentioned only Shchita and Zrika, then it applies only those two precisely because they are Matirin. One of them is the Kaddish, the blood, which is the equivalent of Heter, as we're going to learn near the end of the Perek, and the other one is actually matir. So yes, Kabbalah v'halacha loy, but according to that way of looking at it, if you had in mind a half kazayis doing Kabbalah and a half kazayis doing halacha, those are not matirim. Those are not matirim, and therefore it wouldn't. So if he had a thought of pigul, of a complete kazayis doing one of them, sure, that's one of the four avodas. It'll be pigul, but to have to combine together across two avodas, we're not going to say that. Tosfos points out Kabbalah also is mekadesh the blood by putting it in a kli shartis, but really what it is the blood essentially becomes kodesh by shechting with a knife, by shechting the korban with a knife, then the blood becomes kodesh. You have to put it in a kli shartis afterwards, but that doesn't make it really any more kodesh, says Tosfos. We did, by the way, we learned in Zvachim a whole discussion. Tosfos had brought up the question over there, when you shech the korban, does the knife have to be a kli shartis or not? That also affects this question of whether the shchita is mekadesh the blood or not. In any case, so according to one way of looking at it, the Kabbalah is not mekadesh anything, neither is the halacha. Therefore, with those, you can't combine a thought of half kazayis doing one and half kazayis doing the other to make pigul. That's one version. The Ikka d'Amri, others say on the contrary, Hanach, the Mirachkan, you're saying that even Shchita and Zrika, which are very far apart, Shchita is the first of the four avodas, Zrika is the last one, and nevertheless they can combine the Choshken Hani, the Makarvan, how much more so the Halacha and the Kabbalah and the Halacha, which are one right next to the other, so therefore according to that way of looking at it, any two of them would combine. Okay. So the Gemara says, Eini, is that so, that you can combine a thought of pigul across two different avodas? Well, Tony Levi, didn't Levi teach a b'raisa? Arba avodas, ein mitstarfus le pigul, the four avodas do not combine as far as pigul, shchito, zrika, kabbalah, v'halacha. So in other words, Levi is saying very clearly in a b'raisa, that if you had in mind part pigul doing one, part pigul doing the other, and only you have a kazayas by combining them together, then it doesn't work, the code is not pigul. The answer is Amar Rava Lakasha Harebi Harabanan. Well then, one bright Harebi Harabanan. Well then, one brisa is according to Rebbe, as we learned on Amar Aleph, and the other one is according to the Rabbanan. The Tanya, we learned in the brisa we discussed earlier in the Sugya. Hashelchet is a keves lech chatzizayis mechalazu. He shechts one of the sheep, having in mind where he's going to eat a half kazayis of one challah the next day, and then he shechted the other sheep, having in mind where he's going to eat a half kazayis of the other challah. Rebbe Omer Omani says it's kosher. Rebbe says, I say that this is kosher. We discussed, Rebbe says it's kosher. What would the Chachamim say? They would say it's pigul or posel, as the case may be. So fine. So then, according to Levi, by the same token, then the different avodas are not gonna combine together. So Levi's b'raisa would be according to Rebbe, whereas what we said before that it will combine the b'raisa that said that it will combine across different avodas, and we're only arguing which avodas, that would be according to the Chacham. However, Amalei Abaya, and Abaya says to Rava, doesn't seem to work. Emer the Shamat le Rebbe v'chatzi matir v'chatzi achila. You know what? You find that Rebbe is saying it doesn't combine when, because the thought was only about half the matir, only about one of the two kvasim, and only about half the eating, where each sheet by itself is half of the matir, because you need the two of them together in order to be able to eat the shtei alachem. And he's having in mind a half an eating, because he's having in mind for each one only a half kazayis. Where do you ever find that Rebbe would say where it was a complete matir and half eating? Where do you find that he would hold that's not pigul? Each of these individual avodas is a matir of its own. So therefore, Rebbe may well hold that if he had in mind a half kazayis doing one, and later on he has in mind a half kazayis of another one, they're two separate matirim, and therefore will combine. Only when it's two halves of the same matter will he disagree. So the answer is that nevertheless they're still going to be interdependent. Omalei Rava Bar Rav Chanan LaAbaya. So Rava Bar Rav Chanan tells Abaya, no, because you have a valid argument, but the E Isle the Rebbe Kulei Matir V'Chatzi Achila. If in fact Rebbe held that Rebbe agrees that when he had in mind during an entire single matir, and he has in mind half achila, half kazayis, and he's going to say that it's possible in that case, Ligzer Chatzi Matir V'Chatzi Achila Otu Kulei Matir V'Chatzi Achila, then Rebbe should hold that there was a gzeira to say to say that even if he had in mind doing only half the matir, and he had in mind half the achila, it should be possible otur kuli matir v'chatzi achila, because otherwise it's easily confused with the case of the entire matir and half of the achila. So in other words, so we would have to say, if Rebbe in fact held, when it comes to our case, that he had in mind a half kazayis during shchita and half a kazayis during in mind during zrika, and you were to say Rebbe says it's kosher, but on the other hand, when he has in mind that he says it's possible, then Rebbe would also have to extend that to where he had in mind doing one sheep about half a kazayis and doing the other sheep about half a kazayis, because those are very easily confused. So the Chiddushim Amichosim LaRashba points out, you know, if he were to have in mind doing a complete matir about a complete kazayis, of course that's going to be pigul, but we don't have to extend that with Xeva because it's very obvious. But in both these cases, we were talking about having in mind a half kazayis, and the difference is whether it was one complete matir or only half the matir. Those are very easily confused, and Rebbe should hold that in that case we would have to make Xeva and declare it possible at least in Abaman. The fact that he doesn't means that he would hold in both those cases is not a problem. And we see that logic, continues Rav Baruch Hanan, Dehar Rav Yosi Gozar, because we find that both Rav Yosi holds that you do have a gzera of declaring something possible, even though midaraisa wouldn't be pivotal. Rabbanan Gazar, and we also find a case where the Chacham hold that they're gozer. Rav Yosi Gozar, the Tanan, we learned at the beginning of the parak. Lahakil of a nosel amachar, we said that if he does the kmitza, having in mind to burn the Levoina tomorrow, Rabbi Yossi and Apostle the Emet Karis. Rabbi Yossi had said, Apostle, there's no Karis. We said, there's no Karis because it's one matter, and it's one matter having in mind a different matter. And Rabbi Yossi had said, that's not the definition of pigul. But nevertheless, he agrees that is Apostle. Why? It would be because of Xera, because it can be very easily confused with a case where it does actually become pigul, namely where he had in mind during the Kmitza about the Kermitz itself. V'rabbanan namri gazri, and we also find the Chachamim hold of such a gzera, that's not, and we learn in a Mishnah later in the Perek, pigul b'koymetz below the Levoina. If he had in mind a thought of pigul with the koymetz, but not about the Levoina, so he plans to burn the koymetz tomorrow, but not the Levoina, the Levoina below the koymetz, so he has in mind to burn the Levoina tomorrow, but not the koymetz, Rameo and the pigul, the Chayavan al Karis, Rameo holds that would be pigul, and he's actually Chayav Karis, because he holds, as we've discussed before, Mefaglin Mahasi Matir, it's possible to create pigul with only half the matir, so the koymetz and Levoina each by themselves is half the matir, and Rameo holds it is possible to create pigul that way, Vachamim, and by Karis, actually Fagla, Bahala Matir, Vacham said there's no Karis, unless he has in mind the thought of pigul during the entire matir. So we see another. Now, why would it be possible according to them and not pigul? Now, they're implying there's no chorus, but it's implying, but it is possible. Why? Because of Xeva. So we see therefore that they make a Xeva in a case where the korban wouldn't have been pigul, d'araisa, but nevertheless they consider it possible, d'rabbanan. There is an interesting discussion about this among Achronim. How do we ever have anyway a case where the Chachamim are able to declare a korban pig, able to declare a korban posel, which means therefore they have to bring another one? What happened to the whole matter of not bringing Chulim into the Azara? Minatora, he was Yotze. So there is that question. How are the Chachamim able to do that? So the Gemara actually addresses this in Yevamos. You have certain cases where the Gemara itself points out that what the Chachamim mean is, in other words, you can't eat the meat, but the owner won't have to bring another korban. So that's one answer, is in all these cases, we would say it's possible, not that the owner has to bring another korban, but that you can't eat the korban. That's the Shittul Kavetzis brings that point in Zvachim. On the other hand, the Or Sameach says that, you know, a person wants to listen to the Chachamim, and therefore you don't have the das of the owner, and therefore it's not considered that he had the das to bring the korban, and therefore it's going to be possible because of that, and he brings a couple of other possibilities. So we see that both Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim hold that we make such gzeiras, so therefore we would assume that Rebbe would make such gzeira as well. So therefore, we have very good reason to say that if Rebbe does not make such a gzera and says in the case of the two kvasim and the two chalas, that even though he had in mind doing the shchita of one of them, half the zayis of one chala, and doing the shchita of the other, half the zayis of the other chala, and he doesn't pass all, he says it's completely kosher, shows that he doesn't, why does he not make such a gzera? Because he holds that even in the case where it was two different avodas, he would hold that it does he would hold, even though each avoda by itself is a matu, nevertheless, a complete matu, nevertheless, he would say it's not osir. So there's no need to make a gzeira because both cases, according to him, are mutter. Omalei, but Abaya answers Rav Baruch Hanan, that's not a valid comparison. Hochi hashta, what makes you think that you should compare the two things? Bishlema hasam, you can understand in the mission in the beginning of our parak, gozer Rav Yosi koymet de levona otu koymet de mincha. Rav Yosi will say that when he has in mind the koymet, the bruning the koymets of the levona, so it won't be pigle, but it's very easily confused with the koymets of the mincha, and therefore he has reason to make such a gzera. And Rabbanan, Gazri Koimetz, Otu Koimetz, Dimin Chasroidzen. As far as the Chachamim, they're going to say that, you know why, when if he has in mind only the Koimetz or only the Levoina, they're going to say because each of them, you find a case where it's brought by itself. Gazri Koimetz, Otu Koimetz, Dimin Chasroidzen. They say that when he had in mind only about the koimetz to burn it chutz manai, that it's going to be, we're going to consider it pigul, we're going to consider it posel de rabbanon, because you might mix it up with minchas chote, where there is no levoina. And levoina, otu levoina, habarba bazichin. And levoina, if you're going to think that it's going to be kosher, then you might confuse it with the case of levoina, v'lachem aponim, where there's only levoina, no koimetz, and therefore you might think it's kosher. So there are very good reasons to say that to make such a gzera. And the same thing, kvasim, nami, also by the two kvasim, shavuos, fine. You can say keves, otu keves, chaveri. Because after all, when he has in mind during the shechting of one keves, you might easily confuse it with where he had in mind during the shchita of both kvasim, so then it's a complete matter, and then for sure it becomes pigul. And bozach otu bozach chavera. And similarly, when you have the two bozichim that go with the lechem aponim, if he has in mind during one, they're going to say it's posel because you might confuse it with the case where he had in mind both. So therefore, all those cases, we have a case where it's going to be full-fledged pigul. If it's slightly different, then therefore the Chachamim have reasons to make Zeris. Elahocha, but when we have over here, where he has in mind during one keres, that he's going to be doing only half a kezayis, do we ever find any other case where he has in mind during half the matir and where he has in mind half eating that he should make a gzera like that? That we should make a gzera based on that. So the big difference between having in mind a machshava in half the matir and a machshava in the complete matir. So therefore says Abaya to Rav Chanan bar Rava, there's no reason to compare the two cases, and in fact, just because we don't find that Rebbe makes a gzera in one case, doesn't mean that he necessarily holds that, doesn't necessarily tell us what he holds about the other case. He can hold, like Rava had said originally, that, we can say not like Rava said originally. You can say that Rebbe would say when you have half matir, half achila, then he's saying that it's kosher. But when he has in mind during the entire matir, during the entire shchita, or during the entire hazah, or whatever, and he has in mind a half of the zayis, maybe Rebbe would in fact hold that it is in fact pigul. We would say that we combine, of course, the two avodas, because each one is a matu all by itself. And the Gemara finishes off, Hochinami Mistabra. In fact, it seems logical, the time of the Rabbanan Mishum Hochihu, that the reason why the Chachamim say to make such a Zeta is because there's a case that's so similar. A Katani Sefer, namely because we learn after we have them in the Mishnah on Tesdayim, when we learn about the Machlokas or Meir and the Chachamim, about what he had in mind during the Koimetz and not the Levoina, or vice versa, where the Meir says it's Pigol and the Chacham says it's Fossil, the Mishnah continues, Moidim Chacham and the Meir, the Minchas Choyte or Minchas Knois, the Chacham will agree with the Minchas Choyte and Minchas Knois, which those two, there's only flour, no Levoina. Shein pigel b'koymetz pigel shepigel, that if he has in mind a thought of pigel with the koymetz, that during taking the kmitza or any of the other avodas in it, he has in mind to burn the koymetz chutz l'zmanu, shepigel b'chayav and alakoris, then for sure the mincha will be pigel. Avon b'chayav z'choris, shak koymetz hu amatir, because the koymetz is the matir. Now, you have to ask, how long will leave a mystic cloth? Now, why should the Mishnah have to tell us that? Pshita, isn't it obvious? Is there another matir? The whole point, the Chacham arguing with the mayor, is because there are two matirim. In a normal mincha, there are two matirim, koymetz and levoina. But here, there's only one, the koymetz. Of course, the Chacham are going to say that's pigle. It's no different than an animal, which has only one matir, the blood, and pigle is created with that one matir. So why do we even need to say that? Well, when there's one matir, of course. So it must be, what is the Tana wanting to tell us? The time of the koymetz, mishum de'ikah koymetz, the mincha schoitah, the dummy leg. You know why by the koymetz are they going to make the gzera and say that we have to consider it possible, medirabanan, because even by a regular mincha, where it's only half the matter, because it's very similar to the koymetz of it, because it's very similar to the koymetz of a mincha schoitah, where you have only the koymetz. And similarly with the Levoina, because you have that lacham upon him where there's only Levoina. But so the wording of that Mishnah itself implies, when do we make a Zera? When we have something very similar to one another. Well, therefore, so when now on the other hand, in the case of the two kvasin, where each one by itself is only half a, each one by itself is only half a matter, whereas when it comes to Shchita versus Zrika, where each one of them is a complete matter, so you may well say that Rebbe would hold, as Abaye had pointed out, that in that case, that even Rebbe would agree in that case, as long as each one by itself, the Shchita and the Zrika, are a complete matter, and therefore even a thought of half desires during one will combine together with a half desires from a later one, even Rebbe may agree with that. And therefore, that leaves us with a contradiction between the two brises, and therefore, of necessity, we have like that. So of necessity, the two brises are going to have to be disagreeing with one another. It's not like Rava had said, one's according to Rebbe and one's according to the Chachamim. Rather, we're going to have to say that there is another unspecified opinion that represents one of the brises. So the Perin Oda discusses and says that the Sugya doesn't usually end like that. We try to find that one of the Brises is it follows a known Tana, and here we're not doing that. So he ends up he says that actually he he explains. So he and the Sras Emes talks about that what it actually means is the Gemara had understood that the first Braisa should be rejected altogether because it contradicts Levi's Braisa. So Rava had said that there were according to two different opinions, but now once we slog that up, then that means, in other words, we're left with Levi's Braisa. Then we're left with Levi's Braisa, and Levi's Braisa represents Rebbe's opinion, and therefore but that implies, in other words, that the Chachamim disagree with him, and therefore the Halacha will in fact be like the Chachamim. So therefore, if he has in mind during one, so we don't have to say necessarily, so we could say that Rebbe himself would agree about two different avodas, that a half kazayas in one and a half kazayas in the other will combine, so we could say Rebbe holds that way, or even if we don't, we can say the Chachamim hold that way, and that's reason enough to pass him that way.